Hello.
Mr. Bank?
Yeah.
This is Michael Butler.
Oh, how you doing, Michael?
Yeah. I'm doing fine.
I've been thinking about you. What year was it I opened that station?
1954.
Yeah, a lot of years have gone by. What's the population of Tallahassee now?
It's about the same probably as it was then. It's still about 5,000.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, how many miles are you from Wetumpka?
We're about 20 miles.
Well, I opened the station. A lot of people. At one time, there was a guy named Ben Green with the newspaper in Tallahassee. He came to the Tuscaloosa News, and Ben talked me into building that station in Tallahassee. And he was a newspaper guy, but he said that Tallahassee could use the station. And I hope things are going well for you. Well, good luck to you. One of these days, I'm going to come over and visit with you.
I was going to ask you a couple questions. My grandfather built the station for you in Ozark, right?
I think he built the second station at Ozark.
And that's where y'all got connected, is that right?
Yeah.
And then you got the opportunity to do the one here, and I know he bought it from you shortly after.
I tell you, when I built the station, Camp Stewart closed about 2 months later, and then later I sold the station to Doug, the mayor, I believe his name was Doug Brown, and I sold it to him, and then Fort Rucker, what I'm talking about.
Right.
They opened later, but there's a big change in radio. Now, Tuscaloosa's got about 15 radio stations, but as you know, they're computerized.
Yeah.
TBC that I started and sold in Tuscaloosa and sold, a boy named John Sisti, who worked for me, has got the station, and he's doing good. But it's all computerized. I don't imagine he's got 6 people on the payroll. But one of these days, I'm going to come over and visit with you. I have a warm spot in my heart for Tallahassee and all that group of people.
Well, we owe it all to you, because if you hadn't built it, we probably wouldn't be here today. So I appreciate you doing that.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. And for anybody over there that remembers me, I want to say hello to them.
Well, you're well known. I appreciate you again. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for calling, and you'll hear from me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Bert Bank.